USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is condemning the violence yesterday at the U.S. Capitol.
The violence we saw yesterday at our nation's capital was appalling, reprehensible, and antithetical to the American way.
In the first briefing from the White House on the matter, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the protesters who stormed the Capitol are opposite of what they stand for. She also urged for unity. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is not supporting an effort to remove President Trump from office.
As to the 25th Amendment being invoked, I do not believe that's appropriate at this point. I'm looking for a peaceful transfer of power. I'm looking for the next 14 days to reset.
Senator Graham making that claim as many Democrats are calling for Vice President Pence to invoke the amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In light of what happened at the Capitol on Wednesday, members of the Trump administration are resigning, including President Trump's former chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. Mulvaney telling CNBC that he's resigning from his new diplomatic post of special envoy to Northern Ireland.
I called Mike Pompeo last night, let him know, let him tell him that I'd be resigning from that. I can't do it. I can't stay. It's a nothing thing. It doesn't affect the outcome. It doesn't affect the transition, but it's what I've got, right? And it's a position I really enjoy doing. But you can't do it, and I wouldn't be surprised to see more of my my friends resign over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours. It would be completely understandable if they did.
Tonight's SpaceX liftoff is more important for another factor than beyond it's the first of the new year. A Falcon 9 rocket will launch from Cape Canaveral this evening with a Turkish satellite. It's a big accomplishment for Turkey, as its president says the launch will put his nation in the mix of space competition. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Security measures are being examined on Capitol Hill.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps. We lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, Jeff, I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff in the process. And they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, it was back on this day in 1999 when the impeachment trial of then-President Bill Clinton begins. Clinton formally charged with lying under oath and obstructing justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.